is Spanning the State. I'm Brian Noonan.
And I am Kristen Bry. And with less than a month away, how are you feeling about the election?
I am concerned. I'm nervous. And it's only in the last couple decades that the weight of these elections has started to hit me more than when I was young.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because we work in media, so like we get to listen to a lot of political campaigns, campaign ads every day. But, you know, regardless of the onslaught of they're the problem, let's blame them, America does have a lot of challenges that we need to solve. And so I don't exactly know how you would begin to solve them, but our next guest has written multiple books on what he thinks our biggest challenges are and nonpartisan solutions based on facts of how to solve them. John Burke is the CEO of Trek Bicycle and the author of a bold plan for America, your newest book that is free to download.
It's free to download at aboldplan.com.
And so, first and foremost, your day job is the CEO of Trek Bicycle, a beloved Wisconsin company. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, a beloved bicycle company worldwide. but how does that square as far as running a bicycle manufacturing company and writing? This is now your third political policy book. So where did this passion come from?
My dad was a C student. And I was a C student, and the only class I ever did well in was American history. And I've always had a great love for the country. And, you know, I see a problem, and I want to fix a problem. And I was at my son's graduation from Marquette, and David McCullough was the speaker. And at the end, he peered out over the audience, and he said, at some point, do something for your country. And I thought, what could I do? And I really believe we have a lot of challenges in this country. I also believe they can be solved, and I don't think any of our leaders are solving them. And so I figured, well, I'll do it. I'll put something out there. And so I put out a bold plan, what I think we should do in this country.
In Kristen's intro, John, she said that you had nonpartisan solutions based on the facts.
Yeah.
In this day and age, we know that facts don't really seem to mean anything anymore. So how difficult is it for people to accept, hey, this isn't opinion. 2 and 2 is 4 is a fact. You're giving people facts.
Download the book. Send me an email and I'll get you a book. You know, I just want to educate people, but our politicians dumb us down. They talk about the issues that don't matter. They have a disregard for the truth, and there are facts. You can talk about our healthcare system. There are facts. We spend 18% of our GDP on healthcare. That is a fact. If you live in Italy, you will live 7 years longer than you do in the United States. That is a fact. We have a $35 trillion deficit. That is a fact. And, you know, we're here in the middle of a presidential campaign, and the candidates aren't talking about the facts. They're not talking about the real challenges we face. And, you know, what I try and do in the book, and it's only 200 pages. There's a lot of facts. There's a lot of colorful graphs. I make it super simple, super easy, and it's nonpartisan. In today's political environment, people try and divide us. I think you can actually unite people over the facts.
Well, so speaking of the facts, speaking of what you have identified as the biggest problems being, I mean, knowing that we only have 10 minutes, but what did you identify? What did you pull out as far as thinking like this is the things that are our biggest challenges?
Well, let's just take the national debt. You know, people like to think that inflation is caused by a president or is caused by the Fed. Inflation is the biggest cause of inflation is our national debt. We're spending more money than we bring in. We have a $35 trillion national debt. In 2010, Mike Mullins, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said the greatest threat to our defense is our national debt. And that's when our national debt was at $13 trillion. And so, you know, we keep running, we keep spending way more than we bring in, and nobody talks about how you solve that. There is a way to solve it. If you go into the book, I say, here's how you can balance the budget. And if anyone tells you, if you have to raise taxes and you have to cut spending. And I am very specific in how you can do it. And you have two people running for the highest office in the land, and nobody has told you how you can do it. It's not that difficult.
Where did you find your research for these facts? So, you know, you say raise taxes and cut spending. Yeah. Okay, where did you find the information that would back that up?
Well, there's something called the World Wide Web, and you know.
well, there's a lot of bad information on there.
I could find a lot of different facts on the web.
But you, there's an incredible, there's a wealth of information of facts that's out there. I mean, go to the Congressional Budget Office. You can download the budget. You can download our financial results for the past 50 years. It's all there.
So the,
it's fascinating. You know, I'll give you one example. Our defense budget is about $800 billion. We make up 4% of the world's population, and we spend 38% of the global defense dollars. We have 800 military bases around the world. The Russians have 25, and the Chinese have 5. Those are all facts. Okay, this is interesting stuff.
No.
Download the blog.
Take a look at the blog.
It's fascinating.
No, but I also, this is just to give people an overview. So create a high-performance government, initiate climate leadership fast, reduce the risk of nuclear war, fix the healthcare system, rebuild America, save Social Security, reform Congress, right-size defense spending, administer a responsible foreign policy, reduce gun deaths, fix the legal system, embrace the immigration advantage, reform campaign finance, simplify the tax code. You do all of that in 200 pages?
200 pages.
That's
all there. It's all there. We have a tax code that's somewhere between 6,700 pages and 72,000, depending on who you listen to. If I have a group of 100 Americans in a room, I say, who's for a 10-page tax code?
Probably everybody.
100 hands go up, and yet our leaders won't give it to us. All right?
So you have the plan.
Yeah.
Who needs to be listening to it? Who needs to start implementing it for at least, let's say, 7 of the 14 things to get done?
I think there's two key things. I think we need leaders who care more about the success of the country than they care about their own political success. That's what we need.
But how do you fix that?
Well,
how do you incentivize the right people to run?
In certain cases, we have some decent people who are running. I think we have a lousy system that's fueled by an obscene amount of money.
Would term limits help that? If somebody couldn't go in and be in there for 50 years?
I think term limits help. We have term limits for the President of the United States. It's in the book. I advise term limits for the Congress. I take a look at the village I live in. There's 500 people. I know there are five great people who could be U.S. senators. And we keep electing the same people year after year because of the money in the system. It's not an open system. It can be done. These are simple solutions. I don't like complicated. You go to all the great leaders. You go to look at all the great turnarounds. Steve Jobs at Apple. Alan Mulally at Ford. Lego. They all go to simplification. We have a complex environment. People put us to sleep with the details. They try and complicate the world for us. Nonpartisan, simple ideas.
Does that come from your business acumen where on a bike, the wheel goes on the forks, the spokes go this way? It's simple. You know, this screw goes on this nut and it goes through here and that's it.
You know, for sure, a lot of my ideas come from the fact that I run the bicycle company. And, you know, we've been awarded one of the great places to work. We've gotten a bunch of other awards. We have a long way to go as a company, but we're always experimenting. We're always moving it forward. And I have a lot of ideas that have worked at Trek. You know, one of the things I'm proud of, Trek, we increased our healthcare premiums last year. It was the first time in 14 years. We will not increase our healthcare premiums this year. And the reason why is we focus on a healthy workforce.
Okay.
If you take a look at every politician running for office in this country, they want to talk to you about the price of insulin. The real issue here is the health of the American people. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, some people want to talk about our food system, and there's a lot of people who don't want us to talk about our food system and how processed food is literally killing us. But we only have 1 minute left. How are you feeling about this election in 26 days?
I feel terrible.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all being dumbed down. I don't feel good about it. You know, if you take a look at the two choices out there, you know, I just take a look at, I think there's a moral choice here. I take a look at President Trump. Almost half of his cabinet is not supporting him. Unprecedented in American history. I take a look at how much he lies. He lied 30,000 times when he was in the White House. He lied 30 times in a press conference the other day. He has an inability to deal with the truth. And if you just take a look at history, you can go to any of these websites, nonpartisan websites, who rank presidents. And half the presidents in the top 10 are Republicans. Trump ranks near the bottom, fourth to the bottom.
Any aspirations of running for office?
No, only if we don't sort this thing out. And then I'd run and I think I'd get crushed. but I'll tell you, I would go out there with a simple, bold plan.
Well, you got a plan.
I know you already got a platform. So, all right. Well, John Burke, he is the CEO of Trek Bicycle. His book is A Bold Plan for America. You can go download it for free at aboldplan.com. Thank you so much for your time
today. Thanks for being here, John.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. We'll be back in a minute.